Oh, hi. Didn't expect there to be signal all the way out here. I'm just taking a little drive to get some errands done and may take a little vacation. I know a lake out this way, a type of place nobody would ever find you, you know? Anyways, you won't be hearing from me or the rest of us until the 5th of January. Gonna need to lay low for a little while. All that socializing with the holidays, right? We do have some big news, though. Tales Yet Told, along with all the players and our DM, are finalists in the Audioverse Awards. Voting ends January 1st, and the links to the website will be available on our Instagram and Twitter, at Tales Yet Told. Be sure to follow us there so you stay connected during our little hiatus. If you really want to help us out and support the podcast, be sure to rate us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podchaser. Finally, I want to give a big thank you to the Be Gay Roll Dice Podcast Network for welcoming us with open arms. It feels so nice to be surrounded by tons of other queer content creators, and their work inspires us to keep doing our best. So be sure to check them out. As I said, I'm taking a little trip out of town, so be sure to check back on January 5th, okay? It's Judgment Day. The angels have descended from heaven, and they're here to wipe out humanity. We won't let them. In Roar to Heaven, join the agents of the Heavenly Engagement Legion as they wield the power of music as a weapon against these angelic invaders. Roar to Heaven is a high-octane, fast-paced, actual play of Blazing Hymn, inspired by Symphogear and Evangelion, loaded with anime intensity, featuring a brilliant cast of Forever GMs, including our one and only Kendrick. Roar to Heaven is now funding on Kickstarter for a season set to air in 2022.
Bored of D&D? Want to try something else? Why not check out Control Group? We test systems so you don't have to. Using our patented mini campaigns along with one-shots, we test how far you can stretch systems with our unique ideas and broad storytelling. Our mission statement is to give a voice to those not often heard in the TTRPG community. So whether it be a system you've never heard of, or our testers being people of color, people on the LGBTQIA+ spectrum, we want to make sure our stories are broad, vast, and told from different perspectives. So whether you want classic role-playing or just big goofs, come listen to us try out systems, some of which we've even made ourselves. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts, or head over to controlgrouppod.com. That's CTRL, just like the key on your keyboard. There you can find the systems we test, along with easily accessible PDFs. So check us out if you're into Monster of the Week, Passion de los Passiones, A Song of Fire and Ice, Lasers and Feelings, Gunsight, Void Worlds, Wizards and Wands, Stranded, Interstitial, The Last Shonen, and so much more!
Strangers in the Wood is an actual play series drawing elements from gothic fairy tales and 80s fantasy and sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings will always be made available in the description.
I'm assuming like the handbrake's like one of those ones that's like in the ground kind of, it kind of sticks up, and they're gonna rip it out and kind of hold it up like a saber.
Hey, big freaky thing, what's your name?
Rose. My name is Rose.
Did you ever want to change back?
That is why I must grow this garden he's promised me.
He wants his perfect little world, and he doesn't care who he hurts to get it.
You will help me trick him.
Do you have any more specifics in mind, or?
I do not know how, but you will help me come up with a way.
There is this large bucket, and it's filled with, like, clothes. And on the very top, you see a very strangely familiar button up. It was just a bit over a day ago when you saw Edward.
I think that's Edward's shirt over there.
Where? Where?
Dakota, we're gonna die down here.
Stranger in the wood, keeping peace and righteousness, his own perfect world.
What is your point?
I don't know. Hey, you know, maybe if we make the stranger's life enough of a living hell, maybe we'll, maybe we can get on some negotiating terms with them, huh?
We shall even the playing field.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, Walter.
And she gets up, standing to her full height with her four legs, and walking on all four of them all the way over to the three of you stuck against the wall, coming towards each of you. You see her large glossy eyes looking in you and says,
I hope you find your way out of this nightmare.
And she, with her long arm, takes each of you down from the walls, and using just like the talons at the tips of her fingers, carves out an opening and like cuts the webbing in half, and it falls gently to the floor, and the three of you are free.
Dakota looks up and goes, thank you.
I run over to the tub.
Okay. Yeah, you go over to the tub bucket.
Mm-hmm. I start rummaging. Like, yeah, I see Edward's shirt. Like,
yeah.
I need to know how much stuff is in here. Like,
it's a lot of clothes.
It's deep.
It's got a lot.
I don't recognize anything else though, right?
Yeah, no, just his clothes.
Oh, I'm gonna grab the shirt then.
Okay. She looks over, kind of cocks her head, a little confused, and shrugs her shoulders.
I look back at her. What'd you do to him?
She goes over to you. One arm on the top wall, pulling yourself over, bottom leg down, back towards the ground.
Nope. This was a mistake.
Goes to like take the shirt from your hand.
I back up very quickly.
Okay.
And I held it out kind of so that she could see what it is. The moment she tries to reach for it or whatever, like I like wrap it up. I like she doesn't get to touch it.
Yeah, for sure. And she like sees this and goes, and then like bends her arms at the joints to get down close towards it to get a better look at it.
Sorry, with these eyes, it is hard to see. Ah, yes. This was the most recent gift the stranger gave me. He is currently in the process of becoming a new form for my children.
And she looks over towards the sack, which has just stopped writhing.
Oh, no.
Speaking of which.
And she goes over towards it.
Nope.
Arms, legs, no. Moving over towards it.
No.
Dakota, you can see as Marley, who when she like hit the ground, like kind of fell to her knees and is just like holding herself in that kind of, you know, really shaken up kind of way, sees Rose moving back over and like quickly like falls to the ground and like starts like receding away as Rose gets over towards the sack, and Rose puts a hand against the sack, feeling it for a moment, and then takes a finger, starts at the very top, and then carves a line all the way down to the bottom, and out flops Edward, the large German shepherd-headed man, furry body, still strings of webs clinging to his fur, and like falls to the ground like limp, like is not like not standing, not kneeling, like just like on the ground. And there's like a moment of like stillness, and then you can see like there's like a bit of a twitch from his fingers, his foot, and like the body begins to like twitch and flail a little bit in like this weird contorting motions as this large wolf man's body is like convulsing a bit. And you hear Rose go, "It is okay, my children, take your time. Your first steps are always the hardest." And you see as slowly the convulsing becomes more structured and rigid and controlled, and an arm goes up to the ground and another arm up to the ground, and it pushes the body up into like a upward dog kind of motion. And you see as like the neck is like limp and like his head is like kind of fallen over, and you see there's this slow like move as the neck moves backwards and then up in a proper upright position. And just as dramatic as it is, Dakota, the head is looking right at you, and he doesn't have eyes.
Dakota takes like the break and puts it like in like their belt loop, like almost like, you know, like sheathing it in a way.
Yeah.
Like turns her head away and covers their eyes and steps backwards towards Marley and kind of kneels down and like consoles her. While like diverting complete eye contact. Well, I guess it's not even eye contact.
Yeah.
But just diverting their vision from this abomination, from someone they, you know, they cared fondly for not only a day ago.
Yeah.
Dorothy is staring at all of this and Rose, and she had that revelation about there being maybe a person still attached to that being.
Mm-hmm.
And that tiny bit of hope is gone. This thing in front of her is only a monster.
Tragic.
And so, and I stare down Rose and I say, "That was my friend. You killed him. Why would you do that?"
She like looks over towards you. Again, there's no emotion here. She looks at you and just very plainly says,
"My children needed a form, and this was his gift."
"Why? Why can't you just leave us alone?"
"You are free to go.
Stay where spiders belong, in the dark, away from everybody."
Dakota, hearing this, kind of helps like Marley to their feet, and then like starts like kind of like definitely like fucking like run walking over to Dorothy.
I'm gonna stop you there real quick. As you're making your way over to Dorothy, as soon as you call her a spider, she reaches out to grab you, Dorothy. And oh man, she's got a long reach. She's got that arm. She's got that.
I don't
that
care.
Wingspan.
The moment she does, I flash the flashlight straight in her eyes.
Oh my god.
Interesting. Okay, this
she
seems
doesn't
like
have good sight. I'm going to try to blind her further.
All right, this seems like you are bracing yourself. So you prepare yourself for incoming harm. Describe how you intend to block the approaching attack. Roll plus steam. Do you have brace yourself?
I do have brace myself.
Okay, awesome.
That is an 8.
All right, cancel one incoming harm, but garner the attention of the attacker or attackers.
I think I have her attention.
attackers. Multiple.
Yeah. I think you forget there's a giant spider dog in the room.
Yeah, excited about that. But hey, I didn't fail at least.
Yeah, no, that would have been so bad. fail, so that's good. You call her spider and like immediately, like, again, there's no emotion here, but you can tell there is an immediate fury with the way her body moves, and like an arm reaches out to grab you. You flash your flashlight right in her eyes and she reels back screeching and hissing with this inhuman sound, and in immediate response, her children come to her aid. Dakota, you make it over to Dorothy as this is happening, and you can hear the chittering of spiders starting to make their way to the room. But immediately, you see, as if their instincts, their instincts to protect their mother, immediately get in there. Edward's body pulls itself to its feet and turns towards you, and it lets out this chittering yell that is almost as if something is trying to manipulate Edward's vocal cords, but it's not quite right, and it's this weird screechy scratchy sound, and as it happens, spiders are coming out of his mouth, and it is turned towards you, and it looks like it's ready to pounce. Awesome possum. What's everybody doing?
I guess, yeah, Dakota jumps in front of Dorothy and whips out the brake, I guess.
Nice.
And is kind of standing there with it, like, if outstretched while Dorothy shines the light cell on the spider. I guess just kind of immobilized and silent, watching someone that they considered their friend be turned to a monster and shamble towards them, is, you know, Dakota's definitely like shaking but is trying to maintain confidence. Mm-hmm.
Walter, what are you doing over there in your little web bomb?
Yeah, things just, like, you know, definitely from Walter's perspective, things went from like actually kind of okay to very, very bad very quickly.
Sorry.
So, okay. Can you kind of describe what is in the room again?
Yeah, for sure. So in the room, you are currently on a table. There's some chairs around it. There is like kind of like the basically anything that you could like kind of imagine being in like a kid's bedroom is in here. Got the bed, got the dresser, got there's like probably like a small vanity, right?
Right.
Made of like broken glass and like a webbing kind of frame for it. There's the dollhouse, the like kind of fake dolls and stuff. I imagine there's also kind of like cabinets full of like fruit and like vegetables, and like I imagine there's like a little cooking area where like she uses like fruits and vegetables that are like grown in the botanical garden as like food and such. So there's also that. Yeah.
Fuck. Do you mind if I go, Walter?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dakota, like, pointing out, like, the emergency brake, is like, Rose, she didn't mean it, she's just scared, she's small, she doesn't understand, Rose, it doesn't, we can just all calm down, it's a misunderstanding, Rose.
she does not seem like she's listening to you right now, as she, is, like, getting her bearing, back, and is, like, foaming at the mouth with venom. And Edward charges you.
Ah, fuck.
You see, his movements are uncoordinated. It's like this on all fours, like almost kind of dragging himself across the ground as the spiders in him are still trying to quite figure out how to move in this new body. And he's going and he looks like he's about to pounce on you. What do you do in response?
Yeah, I mean, so I guess Dakota takes the break and kind of also kind of runs at Edgar and tries to like slash open the underneath of his stomach.
Oh, awesome. Sounds like hurt to me.
Yeah.
Roll plus steam.
13.
That's amazing. Wait,
no, it's a minus two because I'm not hurt, so it's 11.
That's still great. On a 10 plus, do one harm, and your foe does not act for another turn. You take this swing with those splintered wooden break, and you like dodge out of the way as he is trying to jump onto you, and you get him like right in the stomach. And what was like, you cut deep into the side of his body, and like the force of that is enough to like knock them over to the side as they were like kind of in midair. And you can see you cut in deep, but there is no blood. Only spiders. Only spiders. No blood, just spiders.
This doesn't seem a whole lot better.
There's still you can tell through the cut, there's still muscle and stuff, but whatever organs That's were worse. Under that, they're not bleeding if they're still there. If they're even still there. There's only spiders now. And those come out and onto the ground.
Oh, God.
I think...
Okay, I mean, so the more spiders this guy loses, presumably, the less he's going to be able to do stuff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was trying to cut open the bean bag, essentially.
For sure.
A solid move and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it, though. Oh.
Kendo, you said there was a cooking area?
Yes, I did.
Oh, shit.
What's in the cooking area? Specifics.
Specifics? Is there a specific thing you're looking for?
I want to know what is there.
I mean, whatever you want to be there will be there. I don't know what specific thing you're looking for.
Is there a stove?
Yeah, there's a stove. Yeah.
Motif moment.
Yeah, for sure, there's a stove. Recurring motif. There's a little... stove. There's a wood burning stove. So it's like that really old metal thing, and there's some firewood sitting next to it. And it's on, of course. You know, she was down here earlier.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get some fire going in here.
Okay. You are technically still in your webbing. She did not free you.
Oh shit.
You are still in your webbing. But I was about to describe Marley coming over to you to help you out of the fight.
Okay. Thank you, Marley.
Marley comes over and she's like, "Are you okay, Walter?"
Well, yes. Things are looking a bit rough right now.
Marley helps pull apart the webbing around you, freeing you.
Walter says, "Okay, I have a plan. We should leave."
I agree. That's a great plan. That's a great plan. How do we leave?
Good question. Because we're in this room. What about the way we came in? How's that looking?
I mean, you can leave the way you came in, but you also know that it was not a straight path here. You all took turns. Right. So, I mean, 100%, you can leave out that way and can try to make your way through the caves, but that's an ordeal in and of itself.
What about this light cone from the ceiling?
Yeah, I mean, there's webbing all the way up to the ceiling. You could potentially climb.
How big is the opening?
It's big enough for you all to climb through.
Okay. Do we do it? Do we just climb?
Okay, it's up to you. You know who else is also good climbers, though?
I'd say go for it.
I think we gotta go. I don't see a lot of other options. I do want to do the thing with the fire, though.
Okay. Do what is that?
I'm wanting to set some things on fire. And the intent here is to, like, cause chaos.
Okay. Seems like you are trying to cause mischief.
Cause mischief is perhaps another word for that, for what I was describing.
For sure. So you, so you're taking, like, you and Marley over to the stove to try to start some shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll plus noodle.
That is a 12.
On a 10 plus, your plan will work and does one harm. I think it's going to take a while. It's not going to be immediate, of course. But describe how this plays out.
So it's a what would there be that would like light this stove?
There's like firewood and stuff over there that she uses to, you know, keep it burning because it's a wood burning stove. And then outside of that, I mean, there's like food stuffs and things. Most of the stuff in this room is made out of wood, webbing, which is also pretty flammable. But yes, also webbing, very flammable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think what he does is, I think he gets a few pieces of firewood like burning and then just sort of like starts spreading them around the room. Starts like chucking them
Chucking flaming logs around the room.
Yeah.
I love this for Walter.
Like I said, we're causing some chaos here.
Got some toasty hands.
I'm imagining it as Walter like on top of the stove will like grab a log as much as he can, you know, putting it in the fire, letting it light, and then tossing it to Marley, who tosses it somewhere in the room. So it's like that kind of like conveyor belt kind of action.
So good. Yeah, I love it.
Very good. While this fire is starting, Dorothy, what are you doing as smoke quickly fills this underground area?
How can I make this worse? Let's keep going.
you can see that while Dakota is dealing with Edward, Rose has kind of recovered from the initial flashlight blinding and is coming at you again.
Don't like that. Don't really have any ideas about what to do about that. I guess I'll just skidoo. Just gonna try and escape.
Okay, yeah, totally fair. Just gonna
try and run away from her.
Yeah. Plus, you know, do all that stuff.
7.
Leave something behind. You take something with you or you create tracks.
Per usual. I need you to know that this one dice has rolled a 1, like, every single time. I don't know how.
That dice does seem cursed.
How many complications do you guys think we could create in this scenario?
I don't know. Let's just keep already going.
There's a lot going on.
Let's
do more.
What is the most narratively interesting complication here?
Oh no. No, put it back.
Fuck you.
Put it back.
Don't do it.
She's coming like towards you with the speed of a furious spider, and
whatever it is,
you're trying.
It's not too late.
Yes it is. And she goes and she goes to move. You like start running off towards the middle of the room, like going left, and then she quickly, like with her extremely long appendages, go to like move in front of like to basically drag herself like in front of where you were. You're having to like pause and like stop, and she goes out to grab you again, and you're able to slip out, but not before she grabs that flashlight from your hand.
Oh.
Fuck.
Now she's got the flashlight.
Fuck.
Oh, ho, ho. It's your host with the most love for milk and cookies, Santa Harry, from 2048 AM, Voices in the Wood. And I hope you've been a very good little boy and or girl. If you've been naughty, I'll know. OK. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't keep that up. Some middle schooler was telling us a story about some old guy from the, you know, the outside world called Santa that apparently watches over everyone all year, then gives them gifts at the end of it if they were good, and coal if they were bad or something. He's got like elves that make it's kind of crazy. It's wow. Like, imagine that. Imagine living in a world where it was normal, where there was some guy who doesn't really know you deciding if you deserved like a gift or coal or whatever, or like what if his gift is bad? You know, I prefer the gift to choose what I'm gonna buy. I love a gift card, and actually, don't tell Reggie this, but I'm getting him a Hero Forge gift card. Yeah, he doesn't know, but he wasn't able to get a miniature when the rest of us got one because, you know, he said like he's the GM, he doesn't have a character, but I know that he designed his favorite NPC on their website. I mean, they have dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. And the gift card will just let him choose whatever material he wants, or if he even wants it printed at all. Hero Forge also offers digital miniatures and STL files for home printing, which Maggie explained to me after last time. It also works on their pro subscription, so with the Hero Forge gift card, the power and freedom is in his hand to choose whatever he wants to do. And isn't that a gift we all deserve? If you want to know more, go to heroforge.com to do just that. It's probably time to get on with the show, so let's see. Next up, we have Ironic by Alanis Morissette. Reggie, put it on.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself. 3 floors up. Gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amaretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
I hit her upside the head with my pumpkin.
Her head is pretty high up, but you can hit, like, her arm.
I hit whatever I can, then.
Okay, yeah, 100.
I hit her with my pumpkin.
When all else fails, you can hit something. Roll plus steam, minus 2, right? Baby.
Better fucking let go of my flashlight, bitch.
Damn.
8.
On an 8, do 1 harm, but your target immediately retorts.
You hit
her leg with this, and you can hear her screech as she recoils from you hitting her with it, and she uses her like lower leg to basically like punch you like right in the gut, and oh, you shit. Go flying back, take 1 harm.
Damn.
Did, okay. did she drop the flashlight, though?
No, she did not drop the flashlight.
On a
7 to 9? No, that's a mixed success. You hit her, but you don't get everything you want.
Yeah. Well, it got hit, so no.
there's like kind of fire everywhere, right?
Not everywhere at this point.
No, but there's like There's like little fake patches in like most places, right?
It's enough. I imagine it as like enough that you would be in this room and you would be like, ah, there's some fire in this room.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
So can I take the end of the break and light it on fire with one of the auxiliary fires?
Oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely you can.
Cool. And Dakota turns after hearing like Dorothy like yell after getting hit and sprints and starts waving the brake like on fire like at Rose and yells, "Everyone start climbing now!" And just starts like waving this like the flaming brake at Rose and kind of taking swings.
Okay, awesome. You you start doing that. As you're running, you can see like out of the corner of your eyes, you see the body of Edward like tries to get up, but is like, it's so uncoordinated and he's just lost a lot of spiders. And is like struggling to like try to get up so it can't like catch up to you. It sounds like you're trying to hurt her. Roll plus steam.
Plus what is it? 9.
A 9. All right. You do one harm, but your target immediately retorts. She has her back to you as she is looking at Dorothy. I'm imagining you go, you swing it, you get her in like a hind leg, and she calls out, recoils, and then like with like as she swings around, just like backhands you to the ground. Take one harm.
Okay.
Walter, your fires are working. You can see that the fire is very quickly beginning to spread. And Mario looks to you like, "We need to get out of here. We're gonna climb. Come on."
Yeah, we gotta climb. Let's go.
She reaches out a hand for you to like hop onto her.
Oh.
He says, okay. You said that there was a like a mirror made of broken glass.
Yeah.
Can you grab a chunk of that glass?
It currently has, I also described it having like a web frame. If you want a bit of that glass, you're gonna have to break it a little bit more.
Nah. All right. I climb onto Marley, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I should say, I'm not gonna make you roll to break it off, but I'm just letting you know that it is not as easy as just like grabbing it. Cause it's like, it's big enough to be a mirror, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't think you would do it.
Okay, cool. You jump onto Marley, and Marley, I think, is running over to where Dakota just fell. Dorothy, you're recovering from just getting decked by this spider. What are you doing?
I want my flashlight back. Oh God. Where am I? Where's Rose? Where's the the webbing leading up to the ceiling? Like, I don't know what my orientation is here. Like, where, like, and she's facing me, but like she has
all she's no longer arms, facing
and like
you.
She's not facing me anymore.
No, she's looking at Dakota.
Dakota,
who she just turned to backhand.
Mm-hmm.
You are maybe about like 10 feet away from her after having just been punched. I'm imagining that she's like, you're probably over by towards like where her bed is, and which is like against one of the walls, so like not terribly far away from where the webbing.
Are there any on fire logs in this area?
Yeah, probably. Well, it's probably the on fire logs are now on fire webbing as the ground is now catching on fire.
Like, how imminent is this danger? How
it's pretty dangerous. They've thrown the fire is very quickly growing. If you all do not leave soon, you all are in danger of being burned alive.
Cool. God, I don't want to leave my.
Can I do something?
Yeah, for yeah. Sure.
Walter shouts out, "Rose, you're a person. You're not an animal. He made you that. You're a person. Just because she and he looks at Dorothy. She doesn't understand what it's like. But you can show her right now. Act like a person."
This sounds like a grift, baby.
All right.
Roll plus mush.
That's a 7. Just barely.
How does that work?
What?
We'll consider it for a price.
Yeah, the price bit.
It's always a caveat. Always a catch.
Kendrick's I don't like it.
I don't like that we
put
keep giving him these. Getting away with it.
You see that there's this moment, right? As you say that, she looks back towards you, Walter, as you make this claim about her humanity. And as she looks back, there's also this moment of recognition of the fire that is quickly spreading in this cave. And she looks from you to the fire and then over to Edward as his body still kind of writhes, trying to right itself, trying to escape. But quickly, the fire approaches. And she just looks at you and says, "Leave and never return." And she climbs over to where Edward is, using her arms, picks him up, and starts climbing out of the cavern, making her way towards the ceiling.
Give me back my flashlight!
She does not listen to you.
Give it back! I start running after her.
I know she's
gonna be like very much ahead of me. I totally get it, but I'm running after her and I'm yelling after her.
She's pretty high along the wall as you're yelling at her, and you all see Dorothy running towards her, towards the fire. May I say?
Oh my god! Fuck.
Yeah, Jesus, fuck. Dakota like gets to her feet and just runs and picks up Dorothy and throws it over her shoulder.
She took my flashlight! No!
Dorothy, we can get another one. We have to go now. And Dakota starts running towards like the wall to start climbing with Dorothy over her shoulder.
Marley starts climbing with Walter on her shoulders as well. It takes a while. A couple of minutes. By the time you make it out, she has already like been in and out of here. The fire quickly spreads through this room, burning the last symbols of Rose's humanity along with it. The webbing, the bed, the dollhouse, this room, and everything in it is lost in smoke and ashes and cinders as you all climb your way all the way to the top, making your way out. You find yourself on this hill in the middle of the woods, and you barely escape before the fire reaches up towards there as well. You're on the grass, exhausted, taking in as much air as you can, having almost passed out from smoke inhalation, but you're out. And in the near distance, you can see the top of the Ferris wheel from the Botanical Carnival. But here you all are, on this hill in the woods, watching as the smoke from this room rises out of the hole and dissipating into the air far above you. Thank you. that is where we are going to end the session.
Damn, okay.
That was wild.
That was a lot.
You've been trying to take that flashlight away from me for so long. I'm so upset. I'm fucking upset.
I'm not trying to take away the flashlight, but yeah, it is but it is the only thing that you can leave behind. It's like, what else
that
do I
and
take?
The pumpkin. That and the pumpkin. You keep.
They're the two things you have. They're the two things you have.
Character growth time.
Yeah, time to live without that flashlight, baby.
You know, I mean, and okay, something I'm thinking of for next session.
Mm-hmm.
I think Walter is a little mad at Dorothy.
Understandable.
That's fair. That's
understandable.
Fair.
Understandable and fair.
I'm mad at everyone.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little bit mad. Love to see it.
I'm mad at Walter for defending the big fucking spider who killed my friend. I'm mad at Dakota for hauling me out of there. I'm mad.
You're mad at the big fucking spider.
I'm mad at the big fucking spider for taking my flashlight. Yeah. Dorothy is a little ball of rage. That is what's happened, apparently.
She angry.
I think Marley didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, Marley.
Yeah, Marley is kind of the goat, I guess, or the deer, I should say. Sorry.
What about Elsie? Hello? What the fuck? What did Elsie
Yeah, I'm mad at her, too. She wasn't there.
Excuse me. What the fuck is she going to do? She's incorporeal. What?
She wasn't. I fucking touched Elsie before.
I mean, yeah.
We end our...
Can
we end our recording?
No, let's do our ending thing.
End of session stuff. No. Yeah.
Okay.
And this is going to count for this session and the previous one because we didn't do it before. Or did we do it?
Yeah, we did.
Did
we? We did it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
I gave myself, I took a mush point.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So everybody, you got
that I didn't use.
Damn. Rip. Okay. Awesome. So end of session. We have some questions that we have to ask ourselves. Were you good to your friends?
No.
Let's start with Walter, I guess. I say,
yeah.
I give Walter a point there.
I agree.
I say yeah.
Okay.
Negotiated their release, and also
that's true.
I will say defended Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean that's for sure. Yeah.
Are we doing all three questions for the one person then moving on? Or
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, let's just get through, guys.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you overcome your fears?
Can I try in?
Yeah.
I think that Walter's conversation with Rose talking about the idea of like, okay, like, you know what? Maybe I am stuck as this weasel, but you know, that doesn't really matter anymore. Like, we're still people under this fucking, like, form. And I think that, like, that was, like, a big moment for Walter, is, like, Walter kind of became a bit more comfortable with the idea of being, like, the weasel, and that, like, there's more to him than just what he looks like.
I think that's fair. I like that.
Yeah, I think I agree.
I like that a lot. Awesome. So another point for that. And then also, did you learn a lesson?
I sort of think that he did not like all the stuff that he was talking to Rose about. Like, he didn't really even believe it himself until he was like, you know, until he was like sympathizing with her. So I think everything that he said is like in a way like a lesson that he learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like him saying, like, you know, we're still people, you know, he didn't even really consider that until he was like, no, like, you're not a monster, you're a person that this has happened to, and he didn't even like consider that about himself.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I would say yeah.
Okay. All right, that's Walter. Who's next?
Let's do Dorothy.
Dorothy. Were you good to your friends? No.
Next.
were you good to your friends?
I wasn't good to the current friends, but I was trying to be good to Edward's memory. That's about it.
That's you know what, that's fair. You know,
I actually kind of like that.
Yeah, no, I think that's totally fair,
because I did befriend him. Like, I fully yeah. Like, that was a fear that I overcame, and I befriended him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm upset about it.
Understandable.
Yeah. So I don't know if that really counts, but like,
no, I'll count it.
Anything I'll say. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll count it. So 1 point for that.
Cool.
Did you overcome your fears? I mean, you did like
a little bit.
Yeah, you did like was like, I don't care if you're a spider, I'm gonna hit you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like that's, I mean,
I got to a breaking point. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, is fighting your fears really like conquering them?
I mean, if we think of what she was like when she first saw them.
It's not did you conquer your fear, it's did you face it?
Did you face your
fear? I faced it.
I would say the Dorothy that first saw spiders who just screamed and was like paralyzed because of them is maybe a slightly different Dorothy than the one that like actively attacks a giant spider girl.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's like fair. as a sort of parallel, like I am deeply afraid of the like giant centipedes that live in like fucking Indonesia or whatever. Yeah. And if I saw one of those, I would not even attempt to like kill it. I would fucking run. I would fucking get the fuck out of there.
That's fair.
And that's how I was until it was like I had no other choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't necessarily see this as like, oh, you don't have that fear anymore. No. As much as it is like, you were facing it and you overcame that fear in that moment.
That's fair.
No. If anything, I like I said, added to my list of fears a new very specific fear.
I'm just afraid of this one girl. That is my fear.
But that girl, scares me.
Hey, Dorothy. Me too. Real me too. I am afraid of this now.
And now she's out in the world. Did you learn a lesson? Hey.
No.
No. Okay, no. Fair enough.
We all wish she had, but...
Fair enough.
Okay.
I learned that I make everything worse.
All right. Dakota, were you good to your friends?
I think so. I think that in this section, this is like the first time that Dakota like getting physical was not only tried to be like they tried to avoid it. They tried to avoid like that confrontation, at least to some degree, more than they would have in beforehand. Mm-hmm. And also, any physical altercation that happened here was to protect other people.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I feel like everyone else, like, most of the other ones are pretty selfish and unnecessary. But this is, like, one of the few times where Dakota actually was, like, using, like, physicality to in a defensive way.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Which I think, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. That's 1 point for that. Did you overcome your fears? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they weren't really present here. Awesome. Okay, and did you learn a lesson?
Not particularly.
Okay, fair enough.
Unless someone else has something to add, I don't really think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah.
It seems pretty continuous of what was already going on. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you all so much for listening to... another episode of Strangers in the Wood. I'm having a great time. I don't know about my players, though. I hope they're...
Fuck you.
Oh, no. I just
fuck
want you all to...
affectionate.
Oh. Yeah.
A fuck local you. Tag.
Fuck you, / positive.
Fuck you, heart emoji.
Oh, I love you all, too. Yeah, let's just do a last bit of housekeeping. Gus, where can people find you at on the internet?
I am on platforms far and wide as August Nobby. That is August like the month and Nobby like Knobbe. I make music. I make the music for this podcast. And I also make other music. Not for this podcast. And yeah.
Awesome. Hilda, where can people find your cat online?
Go find Elliot at Elliot the Kitty Cat. There's two L's and two T's in Elliot. Let's get him to a full like 40 followers. Like he deserves to be famous. So
has he been getting followers?
I think he's gained like two.
Hey, you guys are great. Thank you, everyone who listens to this podcast.
Amazing. That is going on.
If you follow anybody, go and follow Ellie. Please. He needs more followers.
He deserves it. He's a baby.
Of course. Marcy, where can people find you online?
So, I'm Marcy. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch at Soapy Squin, SoapieSquid. And I appreciate y'all listening. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yeah, I think, well, wait, die. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Wait, I still have to do my housekeeping.
Nope. We're going to die. It's the podcast. We've lost that
through. No. You all can find me online at Kendo Makes Films. That's KendoMakesFilms.
Ooh,
I did like not think that I was going to be able to. I didn't think I was going to be able to make it all the way through, but it worked out. And if you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to tell your friends about us. You know, that would be awesome. New episodes come
out. Tell your enemies too.
Or your enemies, because you know it's also scary, so you can give them nightmares.
Poppycock.
You know what? I was also about to say poppycock. So that's very funny.
Tell any spider people that you meet. I'm sure they'll appreciate the representation.
Yeah.
You can also follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at Tales Yet Told, where we release new art. We've been the character designer for us has actually been putting out some fan art of some of the other characters, which has been super.
It's so good. It's so fucking good.
It's so good. There's Dex and also what was the other one?
Edgar.
You get Edgar. Yeah, did Edgar.
The one, the E name not filled with spiders. But
yeah, the E name not filled with spiders.
Yet.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
Don't.
Who knows? Thank you all for watching. We will see you all next week. Same bat time, same spider channel. I don't know. Okay. This has gone chaotic. All right, we'll see. We'll see you all later. Bye.
Love you guys.
Bye.
An LGBTQIA Actual Play Podcast Network.